I want to talk about vision. The biggest word in God's vocabulary. Because it encapsulates everything. Salvation, healing is in vision of what the Father saw. And he had a business meeting with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. Before any of this was ever created, we were a thought in the mind of God. And the Father God told Jesus and the Holy Spirit, I'm going to create a man. Angels didn't know what a man was. What's a man? No one had ever seen that. God has many wonderful species like the wheel within the wheel in Ezekiel, and cherubims and seraphims, archangels. I mean, it's just amazing. But every one of them have the title of a servant. But this species called mankind, God would call family. He would call you sons and daughters. That's why you hear God express, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visited him. And the translators of the Bible got real scared. And they used the word angel. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. When it really reads, thou hast made him a little lower than God. And you know, and yet the church world has a hard time understanding that. Because they don't understand their position in Christ. The reason why they don't understand prosperity, for one, is they have accepted the act of giving God's way, but they have not accepted the act of receiving God's way because they think that's just too much. You see, and that has nothing to do with what they think, but what God thinks. I want to talk about vision, the biggest word in God's vocabulary, and I want to go to the book of Joshua, chapter 14, and I want to start reading with verse 6. Then I'm going to get into this. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord, my God. Now, underline that statement if you have, if you got your Bible. He wholly followed the Lord. He didn't follow his dictates. This was the number two man in Israel. And Moses swore unto that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children forever. And it still is that today in Israel. Because thou hast wholly followed the Lord, my God. Twice God says that about this man. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive. As he said, these 45 years, so now he's 85. Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. That's 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war. See, when you understand vision, you never lose your strength to fight. No matter how old you are. They think of people only with wisdom. But how about a little brawn? He said, I'm 85 years old, and I'm just as strong as I was when Moses brought me here 45 years ago. And I want to tell you something. I'm ready for war. Watch it. Is my strength for war both to go out and to come in? Now, therefore, give. He didn't say, he didn't ask. Give me this mountain where the Lord spake in that day, for thou hearest in that day how the Anakims were there and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh. Notice he was not in a hurry. And you've heard me say this if you heard me preach before. Never mix faith and time. Because time will become your enemy. How many of you are pastors? Hold your hand up. Put your hand down. How many of you people have left your church? Hold your hand up. I said this before. I got to say it again. You know why? You might have thought maybe you said something bad. No. Actually, the reason why they left your church is because what you preached, they embraced. They loved it. They said, man, I'm coming to this church. My God, they preached the word. But it didn't happen fast enough. Then they said, you look at that, man. That stuff doesn't work. So they go to another church that's nowhere near the power that they left. You see, and I've said that so many times before. See, they embrace what you said. But in the Bible explicitly says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Now, you got to understand something about Caleb. 45 years he had a chance to doubt. But he got that mountain on his mind. He got Hebron on his mind. He actually, all the patriarchs are buried on his property. Now, you think about that. This man called Caleb, because he wholly followed the Lord. Him and Joshua wholly followed the Lord. They're the only two that came out of the original into the promised land. Moses didn't make it. Aaron didn't make it. Miriam didn't make it. But Joshua and Caleb made it. And if you read about that, you'll find out that they wholly followed the Lord. See what I'm saying? He had time to say, it's not going to work, but his vision was for that mountain. Now, Joshua, give me that mountain.